Okay. Welcome to Security Guy Radio at Black Hack 2016. What's your name, sir?
Itzik Mantin.
And what's the name of your company?
Imperva.
And what does Imperva do?
Imperva is a cybersecurity company. It provides solutions to data security in applications. So essentially, we secure your data, the data of the organization, wherever this data is, in databases, in file servers, in cloud applications, actually anywhere.
Now, is encryption, is that the main focus?
No, the issue is not encryption.
Oh, okay.
Because even when the data is encrypted, when you have the encryption keys somewhere, and if someone penetrates the organization, he will be able to access the data
with
the keys.
All right. So how does your company do it that's different? How do you secure it then?
What's the average customer look like? Like, what's that relationship like? Like, how does that work?
So we have several thousand customers. I think it is 4,700, if I remember correctly. And these are enterprises of different sizes. Can be from a small, medium, and large, and even huge organizations. For the our data products, we know how to we put sensors that record all the traffic that is being communicated to the data storage, the database, or the file share, or the cloud application, and back, and we monitor it. So first, we know how to generate logs of all this information to do monitoring, and we also can put controls. We allow the customer, the user, to put policies that he can enforce to allow different users to access different resources. So these are our data products.
Sure.
Our application products are slightly different because there. Web applications are exposed to the world, so you don't have to be inside an organization in order to attack it. I can sit on my couch at home in Israel, I can now attack from my home. I can attack every web application in the world because web application is an internet site. The internet site is exposed to the world, and it can get attacks from all the world.
Right. Sure.
So from what we see in our customers, they are being attacked all the time. They are being scanned. Attackers from all over the world are trying to scan the internet, scan web applications, find vulnerabilities, and attack them.
Now, when you're protecting data, and I'm not the technical guy, he's a technical guy, that's closer up. Mm-hmm. In other words, you're not looking for the attack from the outside to go to the data part. Mm-hmm. That's separate. Once, let's say the guy gets past your firewall and now he's inside looking at your data, you have a second layer, really. People try to stop the bad guy at the firewall. He tries to stop him before he gets in. But you're saying if they get in, you still have the data protected. Is that kind of unique in the business? Because I usually hear about people protecting the firewall and access.
With different layers, yeah.
Different layers, but now your layer is actually around the data, which is kind of cool.
So
sensors on the monitoring the data. Does that work for internal controls as well?
So like data migration or data exit?
Yeah, so somebody internally is migrating data that shouldn't be. Can you sense that and figure that out?
Well, you are completely right in that. The protection of the perimeter is important, but the perimeter will always be broken.
Right.
Some will always be penetrated. And even more than that, if you in the past you could have talked, I have a perimeter, I have my network, but today you have cloud applications. So part of your most sensitive data of the organization is already in the cloud. It is in Salesforce.
Oh, I see. You're not talking about the data on the local server necessarily, but up in the cloud.
Yes.
Okay.
So you have to protect data everywhere.
Right. Right.
And this protection is not only from attacker that comes from the outside.
Insider threat.
Because in many cases, it comes from the inside.
Yeah.
Many of the attacks that we heard about.
Probably more in some ways. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So what we're seeing a lot as we do interviews with all different types of companies that are doing all types of things for cybersecurity, we're seeing a consistent gap in the people side. Are you seeing the same thing in your customers, that their education level or the amount of investment they're making in their own people and their cyber hygiene is limiting their capabilities on their security? Are you seeing that?
Within organizations, there will always be a weakest link. There are some of the people are more educated and have more security awareness, but there will always be others that once they are getting a mail from unrecognized source, they will open it and they will download something that they're not supposed to download. They will go to a site that they're not supposed to go. And eventually, this will be the vector where the attack comes in.
But your program and your company is there to protect the data itself. In the event that there is a spear phishing attack, malware enters into the company, that the data is not lost. You're protecting that aspect of the
yes,
the program.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, very cool.
Now, how do you handle educating a potential customer to understand that this is valuable? Because you got to get in the, let's work. The bottom guy is difficult. He's going to breach problems.
Right.
But sometimes they don't want to hear it. They don't want you even to get in the door to say, you know what, we got our own internal people.
Culture is a
huge
deal.
We don't need your help. Do you come across a resistance on this kind of stuff that people want to handle it themselves internally?
Or they say to you, hey, just secure my data. Don't mess with my internal controls. Does that ever happen?
Well, I think this was the picture in the past. In the past, it was very, very hard to convince organizations that they have to invest money and people and headcount on security, but really this is that discussion is belongs to the history.
Okay.
Because the only thing I have to tell them, just open the newspaper, open the read about all the breaches. I don't have to mention the Target breach, the Sony breach.
So it's ingrained in the culture now. People are getting it. People are
definitely. It is not only that there is security awareness. I think there were several examples where actually CEOs had to leave their jobs because of breaches that they had in the organization.
That's where they listen. Personal.
Once you get fired, that's when people start caring, right?
Exactly.
It's happening enough. I mean, we see some humongous hacks and security breaches taking place in the biggest companies that probably should have seen this coming.
And
it's forcing a top-down focus on cybersecurity as a whole. What do you think Black Hat 2016 is there for you guys? I mean, what are you trying to accomplish here at this conference?
And you had an announcement you're going to tell us about, right?
Today we presented a groundbreaking research that was made by the Imperva research team.
Mm-hmm.
The research was on a new protocol that was released to the world about a year ago. It's called HTTP2.
And you got to boil that down for my listeners that don't get what that means. We're talking about HTTP. You're talking about the code for the internet, HTTP, HTTP, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Megan and Max. That's the code they use so you can open up your browser and look at your music videos, okay? All right, go ahead.
We have listeners from all facets.
So he's
just bringing it to all them.
Okay, so there was a protocol, HTTP1, which was used for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's still the one that is most popular and used to communicate to transport all the communication of the internet.
Right.
But this protocol is no longer sufficient for modern web.
Sure.
Right.
So a year ago, a new protocol was established. It's called HTTP2. We investigated different servers that implement HTTP2. And we found new attacks on them. We were able to send requests to each one of these servers and cause them to crash.
Oh,
so you found a pretty large
vulnerability.
Yes.
Now, wasn't HTTP2 supposed to be better? Wasn't that the whole point?
Well, it's supposed to be better from an optimization perspective.
Oh, not security necessarily. Interesting.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
okay.
It also has to provide extra security because it relies very heavily on usage of TLS, SSL, and encryption of the entire data. But as I told you, security is not encryption of the data. Security is much more complicated than that.
Right. Interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So this is kind of a Security Guy Radio mini exclusive.
Mini exclusive,
because
you
already announced it, but now we're announcing it here. So are we the second person you announced it to? Oh, we're the second person they announced it to.
Absolutely.
Did you hear that, Sharice?
You're the second person on Earth. So the listeners are
going to
get
something
new.
Heard it, but we got our small audience heard it too. Very good.
This is an exclusive. Very good. Very good.
What's the next big thing you got on the drawing board? What are you working on?
Oh, we have several researches that we're working on, but usually we don't talk about them before
that's fair.
Them.
So, the next exclusive will be with Security Guy Radio.
Well, tell me what you think is the next big threat now. What should we start worrying about that may be an emerging threat that people haven't gotten a handle on yet? Anything?
I think it becomes... I will talk about two threats.
Okay.
The first one is with time... Systems are becoming more and more complicated, and when systems are becoming complicated, there are a lot of opportunities for attackers to come in. It's very hard to control them the way components are working with each other. And our research on HTTP2 was exactly on that, because this protocol has several components that are new, and are, they give a lot of flexibility, a lot of customizability that that the users can use. And this is exactly the place where we use these new mechanisms to attack the servers. So this is one thing. The other thing is, as you mentioned, the significance of the people, the human factor from two perspectives. The first one is a negligible user, which is just, you know,
sloppy.
He opens the mail, he shouldn't. And the other is the insider that, for some reason, it can be ideology, it can be financial motivation, or it can be just because he didn't like something his boss told him.
Right?
Yeah.
The potential damage that such such user can cause to the organization is huge today, and it is becoming more and more significant, because the power that every individual is getting is increasing.
Yeah, it's like people have individual power now they didn't have before.
No, and as it grows more complex, it opens up the capabilities for hackers to come in. So
very
from both the inside and the outside.
Well, give us your company name once more.
Imperva.
And is it Imperva.com?
Imperva.com.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate you coming on Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2016.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.